Previously on Talk to Dad.
Hola.
Me amo Tio Julio.
Anyway.
So, The Mandalorian is a filet mignon.
Articles about science that I don't really understand. Scientists have tried to quantum entangle a tardigrade.
I still don't think string theory or quantum mechanics is real.
I'm so disappointed.
Talk to Dad.
Hello and welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 268. I've got Henry here with me.
Hello.
And also Allison.
Hello.
Sometimes known as Mom.
Often.
It is Saturday. The sun is shining in the sky. It's still a little bit cold, but we are coming off of our first blizzard of 2022.
Was it a blizzard? Were you being a little dramatic?
It was a snowstorm. An ice storm and then a snowstorm.
Okay.
And school was canceled. Everything shut down. I think it's much better now. I mean, we survived it pretty well. I feel like that there was a lot of very, very cautious people given the disaster that everyone experienced last year.
There actually were some places where they had power outages, apparently, but it wasn't nearly as bad.
We lost power for, like, I don't know, an hour.
It was about 45 minutes.
It was while
minutes.
We were sleeping.
I was not sleeping.
Okay.
I woke
Everyone
up.
Everyone in the house was asleep except for me. Allison.
The second that it stopped, it woke me up because the noise, like, of the heater fan stopped. And I always sleep with white noise happening, so I turn on the fan. And, you know, the heat was going because it was very cold. So as soon as it turned off, I was like wide awake. I sat up in bed and cursed ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, who is in charge of making sure that our power grid doesn't fail. Because I totally thought we were in for a repeat of last year. But it turns out that it was back on within 45 minutes. I stayed awake the entire time just thinking, what am I going to do if we don't have any power? But then it came back on and stayed back on.
Your mom is a much lighter sleeper than I am. I can sleep pretty well. Usually when I wake up, I can go right back to sleep.
Yeah, I guess Mom, from this experience, it seems Mom is very much a light sleeper.
Well, what's funny about this is I wasn't particularly quiet when I got up. And in fact, like, Dad said something to me. And so I had like a conversation, like not like a long conversation, but there were words happening.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to apologize to ERCOT for the mean things that I said about them in the middle of the night. But
she's not going to apologize to me because apparently I didn't.
You don't remember. Why should I apologize? And I wasn't mean to you. I was just awake.
So, yes, we had snow and ice come through. You knew ahead of time that school was going to be canceled on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday was sort of like a long weekend began for you.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think you're going to have like three long weekends this month. Because you already had one for Martin Luther. Well, you
that
had
was
one
last
for
Martin Luther King.
Oh, you're right. That was last month. You've got one coming up for President's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Getting lots of long weekends out of the way. How did you enjoy the ice storm and snowstorm?
It was nice, actually. Yesterday we went sledding, like by a field that's by our neighborhood.
Yeah. So what's funny to me is that we still managed to sled. I think the ice actually helped out. There was a layer of ice that happened before our very small amount of snow. And
we got maybe an inch of snow.
Maybe. I think we got more like an inch of ice and like a half an inch of snow. Like really not that much snow. Although it kind of collected like in, you know, the corners of the houses.
It seemed like a full inch maybe on top of our car, and that's about it. Maybe 2 inches on top of our car.
But some of that was ice or frozen rain.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But it was fun. I didn't think that we'd really be able to sled and make that work, but I think the ice helped out a little bit with that.
Sadly, because I work from home, I didn't get any days off work. I just continued to work from home. But oh well.
But at least there's snow outside.
But you guys got to go sledding, or tubing, I guess it was, technically, since they were tubes, not sleds. And it looked like you had a lot of fun. I saw the videos of it. It looked kind of fun. there wasn't like a really big hill. It was more like, I don't know.
There was a gentle slope. It was long enough that, mm-hmm. you know, we used pool floaties. And I think towards the end, I wasn't with them at the time, but I think that after the first...
It's like a laundry basket.
Yeah, the first pool floaty popped.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Oh, it had no. a big gash in it. Well, it didn't pop, but it had a hole.
It had a hole.
And it deflated quite fast.
Right. So we were like blowing it up and then sliding down the little hill and then blowing it up and then sliding down.
Not slow... I can't even talk. Not snow sledding. Now I can't remember what I was going to say. This is a bad day to podcast for me.
Same. I'm like completely spaced out.
Not snow sledding grade quality on that pool floaty tube.
It was fun though. Mm. It went like it wasn't very steep. I feel like if we would have had a longer steeper hill, it would have been like a good, you know, like a good sledding like classic experience. But it was pretty good anyway. What I thought was funny was watching the boys pull each other over the sidewalk. The sidewalk was kind of iced over.
That's a strange way of phrasing it. From pulling each other over the sidewalk. Basically, we attached like a rope to the, well, I guess we did this mainly with the tube, but like one person would be in it and one person would grab the rope and start running. It was really fun.
It looked fun,
yeah.
I didn't do that. I did go down the little hill on the pool floaty, and that was pretty fun.
Another thing was really cool because it was an ice storm first. All the trees got just totally covered with ice. It looked really cool. I feel bad for people who like lost big chunks of their tree because of the ice storm. And there were several of those, not any of our trees, but it looked really cool to have just the tree coated in ice. It was almost like someone spray painted them.
Yeah.
Glitter.
It looked like glitter. From a distance, it looks like they have leaves made of glass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And kind of cool, especially like on the second day when the sun came out, because it was still cold. So the ice was still there, but the sun would like kind of make the trees all look sparkly.
It is amazing how pretty winter can be. I forget about it because we don't really have it here very often.
It was so cold on the first day on Thursday that everyone wanted to go out and look at the snow and the ice and kind of walk around a little bit. So people would go out and then like 3 minutes later, they'd run back inside and be like, it's so cold.
We were out longer than that. We tried to build a snowman, and it just wasn't
the like, first time I went out, that's about how long I lasted. I made it about halfway up our street and then was like, this is cool, but I need to turn around and go home now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I had like a hat or gloves or anything.
We had, it was a good half hour that the boys really tried to get snow to stick together enough to make snowmen. But it was like, it was so cold and the snow was so powdery that it would kind of just stick to your mittens. More because they're warmer than the snow, and so then it would just clump, and like chunks of it were coming off of, you know, the snowballs we were trying to make and just sticking to our gloves. But we tried again the next day since it was a little bit warmer, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
it was fun.
On day two, Mom was able to successfully make a snowman.
Yep, she's still there.
She is still there. She looked really good when you first made her.
Snow woman, by the way. Good. Yes. Snow woman.
Snow lady.
A snow chick. A snow girl? You called her snow girl today.
Snow girl?
Yes.
Maybe snow girl. I don't know. She's sassy. I like her. She's got a little bit of attitude.
She's got some attitude. Okay.
Yes.
She's got attitude, but a cold, cold heart.
Because she's ice cold. Girl. Yeah.
So the sun's been out the last couple of days, and it's starting to melt, although it's still a little bit cold. I was surprised how much snow was on the road today when Mom and I were driving around. There were still some roads that had a lot of snow and ice on them. But I feel like by tomorrow, it's going to be mostly done. Our pool that's not quite a pool yet, it's getting very close to being a pool. Give it another month, and then it'll be actually a pool. There's like a big, thick layer of ice at the bottom of it. Have you seen that?
No, oh, I actually haven't.
It
I
knew there was today. Water. It was ice this morning. I think it's mostly melted water, like ice water.
I kind of want to see, though.
Right now.
Just feel like
Henry's going to check it out.
I am also.
Allison's going to check it out. I will try to keep our podcast listeners entertained while they go out. They're walking out the door. They're stepping on our deck, which is now a deck instead of back patio. And looking down into the hole, what do you think of it? Ooh, it's very cold. I hear a lot.
It looks kind of gross.
Looks kind of gross.
It does.
Yeah, there's the pool people are supposed to come and do what they call cleanup, because there's just a lot of trash that's kind of been thrown.
Yeah.
It hasn't been plastered yet, so it's not. That's the very last thing they do is they put the plaster in, then fill the pool up. But right now it's just kind of like they throw all their garbage into it because I don't know. I guess it's good at places any.
Well, and there's just like dirt down there too. It's pretty murky. It's like murky ice.
But they're supposed to come do a cleanup and clean up all the trash and level the yard that just kind of looks like big piles of dirt at the moment. I'm getting kind of excited. Mom and I have been a little obsessed about the backyard / pool area. I don't know if you noticed, Henry, but we keep disappearing to go look for stuff to buy for the backyard.
Yep.
Mom became especially. Mm-hmm. You ever hear people say especially?
I did just now, in fact.
I've heard it once from my dad.
Just once, really? You never hear people say especially?
I don't know. Maybe I have, and I just didn't like think about it. You know,
especially mom's been especially obsessed with patio furniture because or she was until she bought some.
And then I bought some. He bought a TV. Your dad bought a big TV to put on the back patio.
Big,
and I was like,
TV.
We won't have any place to sit to watch it.
That was not the only reason, I don't think.
Well, I mean, we had been considering patio furniture before that. But as soon as you bought the TV, I was like, well, now we need chairs.
We're also going to need some chairs to go around the fire pit. So
yes, we
just need chairs upon chairs.
So many chairs needed here.
Yeah. And I also became obsessed with string lights to put over the pool.
They will look nice.
Yeah.
I feel like
of the little things I needed to attach the string lights, which became a major project. But I think I finally got it worked out how I'm going to do it.
I just think it's funny that that's like what... You know,
I ordered
what
the
you're obsessed
lights.
With. Because
I ordered
they
all
seem
of the
like...
extension cords to bring power to the string lights.
I mean, I'm excited about them. They're a nice finishing touch.
I'm just thinking our backyard might look kind of cool.
It might.
We might have to do some landscaping back there, too. This is becoming just a bigger
project. It is. And I'm obsessed with all of it. Like, it was funny because as soon as I got the patio furniture ordered... I was like, oh, good, I can stop obsessing over patio furniture. And I immediately started thinking about patio rugs and also shrubs. I have like 3 different windows open on my phone right now with shrubs.
It's still very cold. We need to hope for warmer weather, though, because they cannot do the plaster if it's going to freeze. They need like a couple of days of non-freezing weather to be able to plaster the pool. And then we can fill it up and we can use our little spa/hot tub. Even we can heat that up and we can just go out there when it's cold. Have you ever been in a hot tub when it's cold? It's a good feeling.
I have not.
It's a pretty cool feeling.
Would be.
A pretty
Hello,
warm
Maisie.
Feeling.
Why is Maisie?
I don't know. Maisie wants some attention.
She just walked over and like kind of stood up right next to my chair and stared at me meaningfully. Like, you know what I need.
But only you.
But only me.
We had some issues with our back gate. And, Maisie thought it was a pretty cool opportunity for her. This is just a quick Maisie update. The gate has been open for a few days because we couldn't get it shut because it was blocked by ice. We were able to get it open, but then we couldn't get it back shut. And twice, Maisie almost escaped. Twice? Yes, today while I was working on it. Will just sort of absentmindedly forgot that the gate was open and opened the door.
That was not Will. That was me.
Again? That was him
right
both
out
times.
To where I was. Well, he was the one that went out there and caught
today?
The dog.
Oh, today?
Today,
yeah,
today it happened again.
It happened again today.
I was not aware.
And Will ran after her and actually caught her, but she was like right next to me. If she would have gone the other direction, she could have taken off.
I feel like if that happens again, you just got to open up the van door. And she'll hop in.
Maybe.
Because
she really likes going on car rides these days.
When Henry accidentally let her out with the gate open, you were backing out and she was like looking out the window and looked like really like very, very interested.
Yeah.
And so Henry let her out And
I was not in the position. I was in the chair where I am now, and there's like the wall is blocking the gate, so I can't see that.
Yeah.
However, you can see that, and you just did not tell me as I approached the door.
We were a little bit just.
I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but
you
I
are
am
throwing
kind,
me
it is
under
kind
a bus.
Of your fault.
But
there were a couple.
You're
of,
throwing me under the bus, but she almost like tossed herself under the van.
Some momentary lapses
out.
That caused her to almost escape. She really likes going in the car. I've been taking her out into the backyard. Like, there's not that much grass in the backyard anymore because of this whole pool project. There's a little strip of grass by like the back driveway. But to take her out there, I have to go past the car, and she'll just stand by the car like, well, can I go in the car now? I don't want to pee. I just want to go in the car.
She loves to go in the car, and you're the only one that usually will take her in the car. So if she sees you going out, she's always just a little bit hopeful. Like, maybe I can convince him to take me.
Yeah. Is there anything else exciting going on? I realized the other day that we are now less than a month away from our trip to New York. That's pretty exciting. It's a little strange because I have not completely obsessed over that yet. I haven't planned every detail of our trip, and that's something I usually do in advance of any family vacation.
Have you started a spreadsheet yet?
I haven't, but I would like to. Okay. That's the next thing I would like to become obsessed with, is planning every little detail of our New York trip. There's so much fun stuff to do in New York.
Don't forget to color code the spreadsheet.
Yes. We're going to be there from Saturday to Thursday. So it should be pretty easy to fill that up with just different things to see in New York.
Maisie sneezes.
She's like sneezing over in her kennel. I don't know. There's stuff that I have never seen in New York. There's a really cool observation deck that just opened up called The Summit. And
that
it looks really
cool.
It's like not just an observation deck, but there's also some of those interactive art type exhibits there, which is, those are always fun. They're the only thing. I just think it will be a good time. I'm hoping it's not too cold in New York. It may be very cold while we're there.
It could be.
But we'll just have to bundle up and make the best of it. Eat some bagels. I don't know. What do you do in New York when it's cold?
I don't know. I was going to say something about it. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you bundle up, you eat bagels.
Put on a scarf.
Complain loudly.
I saw a news story. Yeah. This was probably something that could have been done in a podcast news story, but I'll just talk about it anyway. Some artist put a sculpture in New York that is a solid gold cube in the middle of Central Park. But because they did that, now they had to hire like a private security force to watch the cube so that no one just, I guess, backs a truck up and loads it into the back of their truck and drives off with it. It's probably worth a lot of money. I know at one point there was I can't remember if it was the Guggenheim or some museum in New York. We did talk about this on the podcast, had a solid gold toilet.
Yeah.
This is just a solid gold cube.
I wonder, was it like an official, like, was it
the toilet or the cube?
No, the cube. It like,
I think
it's the city of New York.
City art. Yeah.
They had it put there.
I think it was.
They commissioned
it. Put there with permission, yes.
Okay. It wasn't like.
We'll have to see if it's still there.
Like the obelisks that just appeared like in places and they weren't.
Did we ever find out any more about the obelisks?
No, they were clearly done by different people, but it was kind of.
I haven't heard any more about those in a while.
Thing.
That was a 2020 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So yeah, there's lots of. If any of our podcast listeners have any recommendations for New York, feel free to send them in.
But please.
Obelisks. I thought those were obelisks. I thought those were 2021, not 2020.
I think
it was
2020.
I remember that there was one
near
that was gingerbread. So it was like that winter.
It was
either 2020 or 2021.
Maybe it spilled over into 2020.
I don't think it was in the beginning. I think
it was
like midway through.
It was December and January. I think it spanned both. There was one that was made out of gingerbread, but it wasn't the first one.
Weird.
It was the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021.
I'm Googling mysterious obelisk.
It was the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021.
The first one was the one in Utah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In southern Utah.
That was in November of 2020.
Yeah.
And they continue to appear in the beginning months of 2021.
Right. There was one,
so just
I believe.
Like
in,
I was saying, it was kind of the end of 2020, the beginning of 2021.
But
it's
that's
like
not the beginning of the pandemic.
You're really funny. Revisionist history
I'm
right
joking.
Here.
I'm joking, everyone.
That's
I
a different
not,
podcast.
I know. This is not the revisionist history podcast. He just wants it to be.
Allison was 100% right.
Yes.
And Henry and I were both kind of right.
You said specifically beginning of the pandemic. I said middle. So I think I'm more right than you.
Well, it was, you know, within the first year of the pandemic.
It was both 2020 and 2021. Mom was the most right, though. I will admit that.
I was exactly right. And I'm glad that you recognize that and acknowledge it.
Let's do some news.
Okay.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I have a really great Florida woman story. You know, you can always do any week, any given week of a podcast, you can do a Florida man or Florida woman story. Some of them are kind of sad and depressing if you think about it. This one has the right amount of weird for our podcast. Two Florida women are accused of breaking into a man's apartment and throwing glitter at him.
What did he do?
I love that.
I don't know what he did. It does not say in the article what he did, but they got into an argument.
Oh, he knows what he did.
29-year-old Sarah Franks, Florida woman number one, and 27-year-old Caitlin O'Donovan, Florida woman number two, showed up at the victim's Clearwater apartment. They began arguing with the man as he stood in his fenced patio located on the ground level of an apartment building. That's when police say that they threw a container of glitter at the victim, hitting him in his head and his upper torso. Florida woman number one, Franks, then allegedly jumped over the patio's fence and entered the victim's apartment, where investigators say she then threw more containers of glitter at him.
That's evil, though. Do you know how hard glitter is to get off?
Yep.
It's horrible.
I feel like part of her restitution should be cleaning his apartment and all of his clothes. Meanwhile, Florida woman number two had walked around to the front door of the apartment, so Florida woman number one unlocked the door and let her inside. Police say the women threw more containers of glitter at the victim before leaving the victim's apartment. Florida woman number one kicked the lower apartment window until it broke. The women fled the apartment complex in their vehicle. About an hour later, investigators tracked the car back to the apartment and said the vehicle was still warm to the touch. Police spotted glitter inside the car.
Well, yeah, it's going to be everywhere.
Circumstantial glitter is what that is. It's circumstantial glitter. Officers then saw Franks walking around the area wearing the same clothing the victim had told them she wore at the time of the incident. They were charged with felony burglary with assault or battery. And Franks, the Florida woman number one, was also charged with criminal mischief for kicking out the apartment window. Both Franks and Donovan, Florida woman number one and two, were taken to the Pinellas County Jail and each given a $75,000 bond. Franks was released while O'Donovan remains behind bars.
That seems a little extreme to me.
Do you know how bad glitter is, though?
Yes, I do. And I'm imagining these women, like, for their police photo, for their mugshot, are just super shiny. I'm just imagining them, like, completely coated.
I'm counting at least five containers of glitter.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
One on the patio, two in the apartment, and then I think two more in the apartment. That's a lot of glitter.
From the front and the back. It is.
That is a lot of glitter.
The thing is, even if you clean all that up, you'll find it for probably years. Probably years. Yeah. We'll be finding that.
Premeditated glitter bomb.
It sounds very premeditated.
It doesn't sound like they just got in an argument with him on the spot and just happened to have some glitter. It sounds like they brought glitter to the scene.
Yes.
I think that should be an escalation of the crime, that the glitter was premeditated.
It was clearly premeditated.
It's first degree glitter assault.
Mm-hmm. Man, if I'm going to be arrested for anything, I think first degree glitter assault would be it.
Don't do that. You would shame your family.
Well, yeah, but out of all the crimes that you commit, that would be the funniest.
If you're throwing it in the air, too, you're also going to be inhaling it. You'll be sneezing glitter. You'll be coughing glitter.
I do wonder what the source of the argument was. And if I knew the source of the argument, would my opinion of this crime change? Perhaps.
Yeah, I think we need more information. We need to know what he has done to deserve this.
Yeah. It's a pretty horrible thing to do to a person, but maybe he was a horrible person to begin with. I don't know.
I don't know.
But please, please no one assault us with glitter.
I want to see the mugshots, though.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to be completely coated.
They're like,
are there pictures?
I saw the mugshots. The women are smiling in the mugshots.
Are they shiny?
Let's see if I can find it again. I'm looking up glitter burglary.
Glitter burglary, Florida.
Here are the mugshots in the story. It's, they seem pretty
pleased.
They are
smiling. Yes. They look so smug. Gosh. They are just smiling.
They look like people you'd want to avoid.
In their orange jumpsuits. Can I?
They do not seem very remorseful about their behavior.
No. Also, I don't see any glitter on them, but they're wearing orange jumpsuits. So maybe like they had time to wash off and stuff and change. Yeah. I don't know how you would throw glitter at someone in someone's apartment and not be completely coated, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best Florida woman story.
Yes.
Florida woman or Florida man story I'd seen in a while. Anyone want to share their story?
I have quite an inspiring one. The headline is, an 8-year-old slid his handwritten book onto a library shelf and now has a years-long wait list, which I'll get to that later. That's technically not true. But the article says Dylan, spelled D-I-L-L-O-N, weirdly, Helbig, a second grader who lives in Idaho, wrote about a Christmas adventure on the pages of a red cover notebook and illustrated it with colored pencils. When he finished it in mid-December, he decided he wanted to share it with other people, so much, in fact, that he hatched a plan and waited for just the right moment to pull it off. Days later, during a visit to the Ada Community Library's Lake Hazel Branch in Boise with his grandmother, he held the 81-page book to his chest and passed by the librarians. Then, unbeknown to his grandmother, Dylan slipped the book onto a children's picture book shelf. Nobody saw him do it.
81 pages is a fairly substantial book.
For an 8-year-old to make?
Yeah.
That's ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing has a lot of admirable ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys like to know what he said when questioned about it?
Yes.
Yes.
It was naughty-ish.
Naughty-ish.
It was naughty-ish.
It's a naughty-ish.
But the result, he added, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. He also got an article about him in the Washington Post.
Yeah. The book titled The Adventures of Dylan Helberg's Christmas, C-R-I-S-M-I-S, is signed by Dylan himself.
Dylan himself.
He later confessed to his mother, Susan Helbig, that he slid his book into the stacks and left it there undetected. But when they returned about 2 days later to the spot where he left the notebook, it was missing. Helbig called the library to ask whether anyone had found Dylan's notebook and to request that they please not throw it away. Branch manager Alex Hartman said he was surprised at Dylan's bold move. It was a sneaky act, said Hartman, laughing. But Dylan's book was far too obviously special an item for us to consider getting rid of it. Hartman and a few coworkers had discovered and read Dylan's book, which describes his adventures putting an exploding star on his Christmas tree and being catapulted to the first Thanksgiving in the North Pole. They found it very entertaining.
That is actually really pretty good for an 8-year-old. Good plotting.
Yeah. Hartman read the book to his 6-year-old son, Cruzen, C-R-U-Z-E-N, like that. I feel like I've seen that before. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a name I'm not familiar with. But.
He read it to his 6-year-old who giggled and said it was one of the funniest books he'd ever known. So, okay.
Okay, now I
kind of
want
eventually, to eventually, this right. went kind of viral because it was talked about on a local news station. Oh, and also, well, first.
I saw a TikTok about it.
Yeah. They asked Dylan's parents, and also Dylan, I guess, if they could put a barcode on it so it'd be officially part of the library, and they said yes.
So it's listed in their card catalog now.
Yes. And then it like got mentioned on a radio show and went sort of viral, and it has a 55-person wait list. Okay. So originally I was thinking, it mentions that you can hold, or that you can check a book out for up to 4 weeks. So originally I was thinking it said 22-person, which would be only 88 weeks, which is only 1.7 years. So that's not a year's long wait list. Until I recently discovered right now that was actually 55-person wait list. So assuming they all check it out for the maximum amount of time,
hopefully
that's 4 years.
Hopefully they'll read it really quickly and then return it so other people can read it.
Well, closer to 4 1/4 years.
I think what he needs is a publishing deal so he can make additional copies.
Yeah.
It does actually mention that normally with a wait list that long, they make additional copies, but
there's only
they can't
one.
Do that. So Apparently, they're discussing making an ebook of it.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is, for an 8-year-old, Dylan must have very good handwriting for people to be able to read it.
Yeah. Handwriting, I'm sure there are illustrations.
There are some spelling errors, yeah. Even on the title.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
apparently
lots of
it's very funny.
Something else. Dylan shared some breaking news for his readers. He is working on a sequel to the Christmas book, spelled C-R-I-S-M-I-S, which ends with a home visit from the Grinch and eventually revenge on the Christmas killjoy. In it, Dylan's dog, Rusty, will join the story.
Oh,
Dylan
great.
Is also writing a different book about a closet that eats up jackets.
That sounds like a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just an 8-year-old writing some literary classics.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I hope he has a long career as a writer and an author. It's a good way to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Allison, you want to share your story?
Yes. So just this Wednesday was Groundhog Day. It kind of was a holiday we overlooked a little bit because we were so excited about the coming ice storm and snow days. But it was Groundhog's Day. And, you know, for Groundhog, I think the official Groundhog is in Pennsylvania.
Buckstawny Phil. You saw the movie.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the movie, too. Yeah, it's a good movie. But
it's Groundhog Day again.
Again. But this is a new story about Texans who don't want to outsource their weather predictions to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The headline is, "One Weird-Looking Groundhog, Texans Turn to Bee Cave Bob for Prediction on Armadillo Day."
Bee Cave Bob, the armadillo. Do you know where Bee Cave is? It's like just a little bit west of Austin. There's a town called Bee Cave.
Yeah, I feel like the armadillo is just going to get confused every time he tries to predict the weather.
All right, this is a photo gallery with captions, but I'll just read some of them. David Orr holds Bee Cave Bob after the 7-year-old nine-banded armadillo emerged to predict the weather during Armadillo Day at the West Pole in Bee Cave on Wednesday, February 2nd.
This quote is the most Texan quote I think I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. Armadillo Day started in 2010 as Texas's answer to Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Here's the quote. "We don't need no mangy groundhog in Pennsylvania predicting the weather for us," said T. Booth, the founder of the event and owner of the West Pole, a 5-acre piece of hill country land next to the 98th Meridian. Booth predicts an early spring after watching the armadillo.
Which is the opposite of Punxsutawney Phil this year. He didn't see his shadow, so he predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
I thought it was the opposite.
I don't think so.
I think it's the opposite.
Right,
if you see your shadow, it's sunny.
No,
but
no.
Strangely.
You would think it would be that. That's what I always
you would
thought.
Think.
But he sees his shadow.
6 more weeks
scared,
of winter, yeah.
He goes back in his hole.
Yes.
6 more weeks of winter.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If he doesn't see
his, the opposite.
If he doesn't see a shadow, then it's an early spring because it's the opposite of what
right.
you think.
He saw a shadow and it's 6 more weeks of winter is what
Punxsutawney
Phil is predicting. But Bee Cave Bob says early spring for Texas.
Well, we're a long ways from Pennsylvania.
Despite the fact we just had this ice storm come in.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
No,
it doesn't. Yeah, it could literally be the hottest day of the year tomorrow. Wouldn't be surprised.
It won't be.
It won't be, but it could be.
It could
be. Like when we had the Texas freeze last time, like when it ended abruptly. It went up to like 80 degrees. Like it went from 0 to 80 degrees.
Yeah, don't we have an 80 degree Christmas this year too? Or last year?
Yeah, well, remember,
we had a warm New Year's. I remember that.
Yeah, and it was warm. You remember the day after Christmas when we went to the park and had a picnic,
right.
And we were taking off our shoes.
And we went to Fort Worth.
Playing on the grass.
It was like nice and warm and sunny out when we were at the Fort Worth Water Gardens.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes. So anyway, yes, Bee Cave Bob predicts an early. An armadillo in Bee Cave, Texas is predicted an early spring for Texas.
That's fair.
I always did think when I was a kid, like the fact that he sees his shadow should mean the sun is out. It's warming up, but it means the opposite of what you would think it would mean.
Mm.
Because he gets scared of his shadow, runs back into his hole, and that means.
I just always felt like it was a little too early to predict. For one thing, because it is. It's way too early. And in Pennsylvania, it's not going to feel like spring for
I think you're overlooking the mystical powers of this groundhog.
Of the groundhog.
No. Don't question the groundhog.
Okay, I am questioning that groundhog. But don't also, why would the weather in Pennsylvania mean anything for people outside of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, what about Australia?
Right.
I think there are lots of these traditions all over the country. It's just that the one in Pennsylvania is the most famous.
Mm. Yeah.
Apparently, there's one in Texas that I didn't know about until you shared that story with
only
us.
Only since 2010.
Oh, so it's relatively modern.
Yeah, there's only been weather here since 2010.
Well, they decided that they would have Bee Cave Bob, the armadillo, start predicting the weather starting in 2010.
Armadillos are fascinating creatures.
They are. They're really cool.
Let's play a game. We have not done this in a while, but I was thinking we might play a game with our Amazon Echo.
Shall we play a game?
Love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Let's choose. I've got four different games you can play. One is called Common Knowledge, which you test whether or not you know the answer to some common knowledge questions that supposedly you're supposed to know. The next one is, and I think we've tried this one before, it's never worked, so it might not work, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Words Battle, which apparently is a word game, or the game Word Taboo, where you have to try and they give you clues and you have to try and guess a word. I'll read them to you again, at least the names. I have not played any of these, so I don't really know if they're fun or not. You want to join us for a game?
Yeah.
You'll have to share a mic. Okay. Will is going to join us for a game.
Why not?
So there is... Do you want me to read the descriptions?
Okay. Do we have teams now?
One is called Word Taboo. One is called Words Battle. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And then Common Knowledge.
Common Knowledge sounds like a fun one.
Should we try Common Knowledge?
Okay. Sure.
Alexa, play Common Knowledge.
Welcome to Common Knowledge, where we ask those practical, everyday questions everyone should know. And I'm your host, Joey Fatone. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Here's how it's done. Just get three or more correct to get to the bonus round. In case you run into trouble, you can use credits to get further in the game.
Turns?
You can ask to skip a question, get a
hint,
and if you come up short, you can use a save to make it to the bonus question. Because I'm excited you're here to play, I'm going to give you three credits free. That's right, free! And you can always buy more if you need them. So, without further ado, let's play some Common Knowledge.
Your first two categories are family pets and in the kitchen. Which would you like to play first?
In the kitchen.
According to the website The Kitchen, to cut down on fat when baking, replace some of your butter with what? Is it A, heavy cream, B, avocado, or C, egg yolks?
Do you need it repeated?
Yeah, I need it repeated.
Repeat.
I'm sorry, that's not a valid answer.
Oh my gosh. All right.
You can respond with A, B, or C. To answer the question, is it A, heavy cream, B, avocado, or C, egg yolks?
Egg yolks? Egg yolks.
That would be, you got A, B, or C.
Sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is B, avocado. Avocado doesn't melt like butter, so keep half the butter in the recipe and replace the rest with mashed avocado.
No.
Don't beat yourself up. It's going to be
avocado.
That's a bad idea.
That's a horrible idea.
Next question.
Your next two categories are family pets and the bedroom. Which would you like to play next?
Family pets.
Which type of cat is known for its snub nose? Is it A, Persian, B, Siamese, or C, calico?
A. I felt felt the
That's
answer.
Right.
I got one.
I didn't
right.
know
the
it by
answer is
Wait, that was you.
Persian. No. Persian cats can be traced
you.
Back
oh,
to 1600 Mesopotamia.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Nice job.
Your next two categories are the bedroom and our bodies.
I don't think I am uncomfortable.
Our bodies.
In what part of your body would you find the smallest bone? Is it A, ear, B, foot, or C, hand?
A, ear.
Wait, what? I thought ears didn't have bones.
That's right.
Bones.
The correct answer is A, ear. The ear contains a few of your body's smallest bones, including the tiniest, the stirrup.
Nice job.
Your final category is the bedroom. The Better Sleep Council suggests changing your mattress how often? Is it A, every 7 years, B, every 12 years, or C, every 15 years?
Oh, B.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand your response.
Okay.
I can resume your game, help you with the rules, purchase credits, and more. What would you like to do?
Resume.
The Better Sleep Council suggests changing your mattress how often? Is it A, every 7 years, B, every 12 years, or C, every 15 years?
B. I bet it's
Sorry,
A.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is A, every 7 years.
Big mattress.
Signs that you may
Big
need
mattress,
mattress
and
include
exactly.
waking up with stiffness, numbness, and pain.
Let's see how you did.
You scored 2 points.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't qualify for the bonus round this time. Would you like to use a save to move on to the bonus round?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It looks like I'm having some trouble at the moment. Please try again later or come back tomorrow for another game.
That sounds like something where, like, you on TV, like, the game show host would get dragged away and then the curtains would suddenly close. And it'll be like, we have some difficulties.
Some technical
yeah.
difficulties.
All right. Do we want to try another game or do we want to just move on?
Let's try
yourself?
Another game. Or wait, treat yourself then.
Let's try another game.
All right. Let's see if one of these other ones work. Alexa. Play Word Taboo.
Okay, here's Word Taboo.
Oh. It's a nice beat.
Welcome to Word Taboo. This is ultimate party game that you will enjoy with your friends. Here are the game rules.
You will enjoy.
For each word, I will give you 5 hints. You have to guess the taboo word. You will get 30 seconds to think and 2 chances to guess the correct word. For each correct answer, you will get 2 points, and for each incorrect answer, 10 points. To end the game, say end game. At the moment, you can have maximum 5 players. How many players are playing?
4. Well.
Let's Henry. Begin the game. Player 1, get ready. Here are
right.
hints to your first word. Driver. Ride. Transport. Fast. Travel. I repeat. Driver. Ride, transport, fast, travel.
Car? Oh, I think I have to wait.
No, I think you can guess at any time. Just guess really loudly.
Car. It's not on call mode. Should I press the button?
No, don't.
Do we wait?
I think we just wait.
To listen hints again, say repeat. So, what is the word?
Car. A.
Car is correct answer.
Oh,
player
that was easier
one gets
than I thought
2 points.
Yeah.
Now, player 2 turn. Here are hints to your
Me
taboo
turn.
Word. Freedom. Statue. Power. Choose. Decide. I repeat. Freedom. Statue.
It's easy.
Power. Choose. Decide.
That's so easy.
Is it?
That is so easy. This is kind of a jam.
It is, yeah.
It's giving you plenty of time to think about it. It's like an ambient record.
Yeah, that's like it's like early Aphex Twin.
Yeah.
To listen hints again, say repeat. So, what is the word?
Liberty. That was so easy.
Nice. Liberty is correct answer.
Statue.
Player 2 gets 2 points. Now, player 3 turn. Here are hints to your taboo word. Tent. Outside. Fire. Roast. Sleep. I repeat. Tent. Outside. Fire. Roast. Sleep.
Can I just guess now?
I think you have to wait.
I mean, we can try. Can we try?
Camping.
No, well, you have to...
Wait.
I don't press that. It's not how that... It's not on call mode. You wouldn't be able to answer. Use it wisely.
It seems like it gives you way more time than you need.
Mm-hmm.
To listen hints again, say repeat. So, what is the word?
Camping.
Camping is correct answer. Player 3 gets 2 points. Now, player 4 turn. Here are hints to your taboo word. Yellow. White. Pizza. Food. Italy. I repeat. Yellow. White. Pizza. Food. Italy.
I'm really confused.
I was thinking, like...
Yellow.
No, don't tell.
Yellow. I feel really dumb because I can't think of it. Yellow, white, pizza, food, Italy, Greg.
Sounds like it should be pizza.
I put her back.
It's not.
Maybe it's cheese.
I bet.
But why Italy?
To listen hints again, say repeat. So, what is the word?
Cheese.
Yeah, I thought it's cheese bread.
That's misleading.
Cheese is correct answer.
I thought it'd be cheese bread.
Player
right,
4 gets
2
points. Now, player 1 turn.
All right. Alexa, hints to stop. Your
stop.
All right.
Thank you.
We need to move on to treat yourself because I have other things I need to get to. I don't know. Those games were okay. I still haven't found an Alexa game that I love that much. But
yeah,
this last one gave you so much time.
So much
I feel
time.
Like getting to the end of the game would probably take an hour.
But anyway, there's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
3 words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
All right. For treat yourself today, we have... Mom and I were at Trader Joe's, and we got some Trader Joe's snacks we have never had before. Not these almonds. I've had those before. I'm going to put those back in the Trader Joe's bag. But we have... Not those almonds either. We have something called Trader Joe's Bomba. They are puffed peanut and corn snacks, and these have... They are dipped in dark chocolate. We have dark chocolate honey mints. It says just 3 ingredients. But I would think there would be more ingredients than that because lots of ingredients went into the chocolate. But anyway, I guess it's chocolate, honey, and mint. Anyway, and then dark chocolate drizzled plantain chips. And Santi is joining us for Treat Yourself. So we have everyone in the house here to try. Which one should we try first?
I kind of want to try the mints first, just so I can get that one out of the way.
Okay. We'll try the dark chocolate honey mints.
These kind of...
From Trader Joe's.
This kind of sounds
I can
horrible.
See how these could go wrong, but I feel like these have good potential.
Don't speak that soon.
I said potential, to be fair.
I mean, they're chocolate and mint, so they can't be terrible, right?
I think
but who knows? Honey. Maybe they
and
could.
Honey. Oh, they don't smell awful.
It's the three ingredients that worries me.
On the back, it says honey, unsweetened chocolate, and peppermint oil. I thought they had to list out all the ingredients of the chocolate, though. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what they mean by three ingredients. They taste an awful lot like a York peppermint patty to me. Maybe a little better. It's like a better peppermint patty.
It's York peppermint patty, but with honey.
And it's not as good.
I feel like it's not good.
Really? I think it's all right. It's really,
like
really dark chocolate.
I think it's delicious.
I'll give it a delicious, yeah.
I'll give it an okay.
I will give it a delicious, but I have to say, it's not a really original thing. Like, chocolate with mint and honey, for me, it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't say that this is, like, super weird.
So we got three deliciouses. Henry says okay.
I don't think
what
you need
about
to
you,
be...
Allison?
I give it a meh, because there's grit in it.
Meh. M-E-A-H.
I feel like it should stand
it
in
melts.
Your mouth.
No, as it melts, it's a little bit gritty.
I'm kind of hungry, and I always get better ratings when I'm hungry.
It only tastes like a chocolate mint. Like, you don't need to be told that there's honey in it.
There definitely is honey, you can taste it.
Yeah,
definitely.
I don't know.
I kind of agree with you, Will. I don't taste the honey.
I would almost give it a med just for the unsweetened chocolate aftertaste that it has, but...
Do you have grit in your mouth, though? I do.
I think you just have sand in your mouth.
No, there is grit. It's gritty.
Tasted fine to me. Let's try the next one. Let's try dark chocolate drizzled plantain chips sprinkled with sea salt. Oh,
The
sea salt, I feel like, already...
These I'm actually kind of excited for. I think that sounds
good. They sound
kind of
good to me. I don't know.
I didn't expect the sea salt part, though.
What happens with the sea salt, Henry?
I don't know. It just wasn't... It was like, chocolate-covered plantains.
So
salt?
it's like potato chips dipped in chocolate, except they're plantain chips.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
A lot.
What do we think of the, this is a lot to say, dark chocolate drizzled plantain chips sprinkled with sea salt?
Well,
Santi says
you've
had them before.
I had them without the chocolate. As you see, there was an Ecuadorian woman who took care of my great-grandmother who would cook this for me. And, I mean... It's delicious for me because I remember the taste, but they are not as good as the homemade ones.
Oh, yeah, okay. I bet they're not. Plantain chips I've had before, too.
They are
I've never had them with chocolate on them.
Yeah, that time when we... I'm saying.
Okay. First, I must preface this by saying, the moment I crunched down on these dark chocolate-covered plantain chips, lightly sprinkled with sea salt, I was immediately met with... a feeling of disappointment. They just don't do it for me. I'll give it an okay because I didn't dislike it, but...
I also thought they were just okay. There's something about the plantain doesn't quite go with chocolate for me. But they're not terrible either. I'd probably finish the bag if I had the opportunity.
Yeah, so I really like plantain chips. I think I used to not when I was little, but now they take me back to... that one restaurant we went in Dallas that was like, I forgot what kind of restaurant it was. It was a lot of different things, but it had like plantain chips as like a
wasn't
side.
It Colombian?
It
was like Colombian, but there's
some.
It was Colombian, but there's also
it's
some like Cuban
a,
and some.
Like a pan Latin American restaurant, maybe.
Yeah. And it was really good. And so now eating plantain chips just takes me back to that, how they had that, like a side of chips.
So I think Henry and I said, okay, what did you say, Will?
I'll say delicious only because I like plantain chips and the chocolate. Isn't really powerful enough to
yum.
Making anything else. But I like plantain chips, so.
Santi? You know.
Delicious.
Santi also says delicious. Allison, you seem to be mulling this over.
They're not bad. I don't think they're good particularly either. They're okay.
My thoughts exactly.
They're just kind of, I don't know. They're like not very compelling. I think I would like them better without the chocolate.
All right. And then the last one is Bomba. Dipped in dark chocolate. I think Bomba is sort of like Trader Joe's version of beaver nuggets from Buc-ee's. If you're from Texas, you know what beaver nuggets are. Mm-hmm. They're sort of like Cheetos, except they're made with puffed peanut and corn. And these particular ones are dipped in dark chocolate. So that's the theme of our dessert, or of our treat yourself, I guess, is Trader Joe's chocolate treats. Pass these around so everyone can try them. All right. What do you think of the chocolate dipped Bomba?
Delicious.
I also think they're delicious. I think these are actually really good.
They would sell them in my school.
Delicioso.
They sell them in your school?
Yeah, not like they wouldn't have this name, but they would sell them like this.
What would they call them in your school?
Did they have chocolate on them?
I don't remember. They were completely dipped in chocolate. Not half of. It was completely.
Oh, completely dipped in chocolate.
I like it. It's a delicious. It kind of tastes like a more like nutty version of Muddy Buddies. I think that this treat appears on our podcast like once every few months and just like shapeshifts into different forms.
Not every few months, like once every year, I feel like.
Multiple it's times good. A year.
It's I don't a think lot it's like, good, yeah. It's a lot like those puffs from the, like, yeah. They were Korean puff treats that were similar.
Yes. Yeah, all similar the chocolate to the Korean puffs. Puff treats. It's just a puff treat. Like a Cheeto without the cheese.
Not crunchy Cheeto, but the puffy kind.
And a little bit more peanut-y. I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. I thought it was delicious.
I enjoyed it. Everybody think it's delicious?
Yes.
Yeah. Personally, I think I like it more for the chocolate than the actual, like, corn puff, but it's good. It's solid.
So ranking-wise, I would put Bomba and then the dark chocolate honey mints with the plantain chips.
I feel like I'd have to judge the chocolate honey mints separately. Like, I'd have to try a few more to really understand it, you know? I don't think like I fully think understand it.
Are you willing to make that sacrifice for the family?
But currently, they're probably the lowest, and then the weird plantain stuff, and then the puffs at the top.
If I were to be the annoying critic that judges it objectively, then I feel like the Bomba is, like, the most creative. So I give that, like, well, just because, like, it's trying something, like, new, whereas the...
It's really not... Not at all.
It's none of them are trying anything new, except technically the plantains with chocolate in them, but you can just taste the plantains, so...
I mean, I think all of these snacks exist in some form elsewhere, but the... I mean, the other ones, the mints to me are just like... What are those called? What are they called? Peppermint patties? The York peppermint patties, only they're not as good. I think they're bad.
Yeah, it's hard to judge, because I like the mints just because I like mint chocolate, and I like the plantains just because I like plantain chips, but the Bombas are kind of their own thing, but I've also kind of had that before, so...
No one hated any of these. No. Mom I guess said something Bombas. Was mad.
I didn't...
She's not a big fan of mint chocolate.
But it was gritty.
Why would you just say the chocolate?
I guess the mint is chocolate. The best.
The chocolate.
Yes.
Because one is... My mostly chocolate. The other ones are dipped in chocolate or stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Santi, if you had to rank them?
I would go first the puff peanut, then the chocolate, and then the plantain. Because I think that if they get rid of the chocolate, then it would be a good thing.
The chocolate be better without the chocolate.
Yeah, the chocolate doesn't go well with the plantain.
Yeah. Well, that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. Thank you, Santi, for joining us for Treat Yourself. Thank you, Will, for joining us for Games and Treat Yourself.
Thank you.
And thank you, Henry and Allison, for being on the entire podcast. But thank you especially to anyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can email us at talkdadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at talkdadpodcast on Instagram and Facebook, or at TTDpodcast on Twitter. If you like the podcast and you want to help us out, there's a couple of things you can do. One, you can tell a friend about our podcast. And the other thing you can do is find a way to leave us a good review. If you do leave us a good review, that helps other people be able to find the podcast as well. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. There's time for-